Your bird watching can make a real contribution. We're visiting today with Ben Zuckerberg, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Ben, you're working on what's called a citizen science project with birds. Could you briefly describe that for us?
Part of what I do as a scientist is I work with a number of different agencies and organizations that are interested in basically going out and having the public participate in science, and we call this citizen science. And so one of the great efforts here in Wisconsin is called the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas. What the atlas is if you can think about it, almost like a grid that we spread across the state, and we have volunteers go out and collect data on what birds they are seeing. When you enlist roughly about 1,000 volunteers or so to do this, it's a pretty amazing effort.
And Ben, can you give me a sense of what is that citizen scientist doing?
And so oftentimes what people can do is they will go out and do what they normally do, which is they go birding. But instead of just kind of writing what birds they see in their journals, they can actually submit those observations to these sort of broader efforts. They can do this online. They can do this on their own sort of tally sheets. But no matter what, when people are going out there and collecting these data, they get incorporated into a larger effort. And that's where I come in at the end of the day, is to see these kind of observations and these larger databases to what is going on with species over time and over space.
And Ben, can you give us an idea what kind of things you're finding?
Really, one of the advantages of citizen science data is that you're collecting lots of data, which is fantastic. And you're collecting it over long periods of time, which is really great. So a lot of what I do is looking at the impacts of modern climate change on birds. And what we have found is that many of these species are, in fact, shifting northward over time, that their migration and the phenology of their arrival has shifted earlier over time. And these are some of the most important signals that species are, in fact, responding to modern climate change.
Ben, can you give us an example of this?
So species like tufted titmouse, northern cardinals, Carolina wren, these are species that were more southerly adapted species. And over time, we've seen them become obviously sort of common residents to our own backyards. The other one is migration and early arrival, and we've seen this for a number of species, that over time, we're seeing that many species that are migratory have been arriving earlier and earlier, and in fact, in some species, perhaps in American robins, that they have stopped migrating altogether in many populations.
Ben, if people are interested in this, where can they go for more information?
I would definitely just feel free to Google things like eBird and Project Feeder Watch, Wisconsin Bird Count. The National Audubon Society has a number of efforts as well.
We've been visiting with Ben Zuckerberg, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.